The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I would normally be taking a lot of calls on the Sunday broadcast, but I've got Rob Dude joining us from DFW Airport. To fly back to Austin, he just connected in from Denver. Denver was where they were a few days ago, from Portland, and before that, New York. So he'll be popping in about the bedlam, the insanity, the censorship, the attempts to attack free speech, and the successful attacks in some cases in New York, in Denver, and particularly in Portland. So that's coming up. And then Richard Reeves pops in 33 after at the bottom of the hour. But I do need to dovetail all of this with chilling German Chancellor Merkel. Merkel agrees to charge citizen for anti-Muslim poem. But it wasn't. It criticized the dictator, basically, he's at staged elections of Turkey. But look, we have free speech in Europe and the United States. But they don't now, if it's against the leftist, communist, weirdo, group-controlled corporation, radical Muslims. It's crazy. And they bring them in and say, we can't let them attack us. You have no free speech. Do whatever they say. That's what's going on. Somebody breaking that down. Bernie Sanders, liberal supporters, do they expect safe places everywhere? And the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, also the New York Daily News, also has an article, but it's Alan Dershowitz, who, by the way, said I shouldn't have free speech, basically. It's strange enough. I shouldn't be able to have guns either. Said I was dangerous just because I was yelling on CNN right after I was on with Piers Morgan, but that's a side issue. Even he gets it. And so it was in AP, but it was in the New York Daily News and also the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. So that's why suddenly I'm like plugging it three places because it was like three places. But it's an AP article or a New York Daily News article that got put in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Whatever, didn't know they did that. Bernie Sanders, liberal supporters, do they expect safe places everywhere? Safe spaces. And then it goes on to admit that they basically attack people all over the place that don't go along with their views. And that's what we've experienced. Also, three states ban travel to Mississippi, but they don't ban travel to all these different Muslim countries where they kill gay people. And they're all use a politically correct term. Whatever. It's not that I dislike people that I want to use the word heterosexual, homosexual. It's that it's another thing. Well, use the word gay. Now, use the word disabled, not handicapped. And soon, it's don't use the word mother and father. See, they get you in the habit of use this word. It's less hurtful. Or it's more loving. And then now we're going to arrest you if we don't use the word we say. Well, you know what? It makes me want to use the N-word and the F-word and all these other words just because you say ban them. Or only certain groups can use them. It's just all bullying is what it is. In the freest Western countries in the world where you've been allowed to do all this and get taxpayer-paid-for sex changes, you want to now pull down the family and the free market and the engine of everything that gave you what you've got, stupid. And then, of course, the cherry on top, Cirque du Soleil cancels North Carolina shows over Public Facilities Act. Yeah, because it doesn't have a transgendered bathroom. Plans shows in Dubai where gays are put to death. That's in Reuters. Even gets the hypocrisy. When I saw that, I'm like, that's Reuters? This is a Reuters photo. It's Breitbart. But, I mean, this is just absolutely getting crazy at this point. And Facebook censoring people that are pro-Trump. And they argue, they have all these news articles going, it's good they're censoring. Zuckerberg owns it. Shareholders own it. They're allowed to. It's their property. But you hold it out as your own little commons and your place for your views and your place to communicate. It's false advertising when you do that. You hold it out as a place where, as long as you don't violate these terms and conditions, we'll let you say whatever you want. But now they've changed them to disagreeing with someone or hurting their feelings. And then you can selectively decide what to do with your little AI computers. They're also censoring stuff about Saudi Arabia and 9/11. They're censoring all sorts of Benghazi stuff. I mean, people are like, well, why are you on Facebook then? I go to Facebook to have that platform to push people to my platform while I warn people we may not be able to be there that long, or YouTube or anywhere else, because let me tell you, they're doing everything they can to kick us off right now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to Rob Dew and our crew stranded in Dallas, Texas. I come to you from Austin, Texas. Because of the horrible thunderstorms that canceled flights, he just flew back in from Denver and New York and Portland. That was where they were traveling. The last port of call would be Portland. Just showing the social justice warriors trying to ban everybody's free speech across the country. And then they've got the RNC stopping popular elections, which they've had previously. But they say it's no big deal now that they're just giving all the delegates to Ted Cruz. But then if he wins Tennessee or wins Louisiana or wins Georgia or wins Arizona, they still just give the votes to Ted Cruz. And they say there's nothing to see here. Nothing's happening. No big deal. And I was thinking about back when I lived by the lake, and there were neighbors who had some family members that worked at the University of Texas. And we were out on the community dock. And I was just thinking of political correctness. This is like 5 years ago. And there was this UT, she wasn't a professor. I think she was a, what do they call those when you're just like a teacher? Point is, I'm out there fishing with my son at like 7 a.m. in the morning, and she walks over, and she goes, "We're here with gypsies. You don't have a problem with gypsies, do you?" And I'm like, gypsies? Like Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame? I'm like, "No, you mean Romanov people?" "Oh, so you know about it. You know how it's all a lie that they do anything and rob anybody anything wrong." And I'm like, "Look, lady, I know there's some reformed gypsy groups, but also know there's Irish pikeys that rob people. I mean, oh, really?" I was like, look, I'm sure they're nice. And I'm like, "What's going on?" "Well, we're just got some gypsies here, and we're, you know, having a cultural exchange with them from UT, and, you know, they're very wonderful people." And I'm like, "Okay, great. And I'm sure they're drinking coffee and eating a honey bun, literally. My son's trying to catch a catfish. He's like, you know, 7 years old at the time. He's like 13 now. And he's got a birthmark. Everybody's seen videos with Rex reports. He's done. It's not as big as Gorbachev's or anything, but, you know, it's a handsome little stork's bite, as they call them. They're on the side of his temple. And then she turns, she goes, and she looks at me, she goes, "Did someone hurt you, young man? Are you okay? Did someone hit you? What happened? I'm sorry to ask. I just have to ask her." She looks at me, I'm like, she goes, "It's my birthmark." And I can tell you how many times I've had a weird, trendy white woman walk over to a restaurant and say to my son, even if he's 3-4 years old, "Did someone hurt you?" And then I knew, and I was like, "Hey, let's go over here and fish." And, man, she was around 3 days. It was on the weekend. And just literally on my butt to keep me in line. And that was kind of my first big run-in. I told you about Halloween last year. It's my cousin's birthday. I go on this cruise with him. He, you know, got a paddle boat on Lake Austin, the river. And it's called Lake Austin, but it's really Colorado River. And then we went back over. to a club. He had the top rented out, but it was still open to the public. And I had multiple people come over because I was wearing a captain's hat. And I guess I'm a white guy with somewhat blonde hair. And they asked me, are you a Nazi? And I'd say, no, it's a captain's hat. And I'd turn back. Hey, because I don't like Nazis. I'd say, hey, you're looking for trouble. I'm not a Nazi, but you want trouble, you little social justice warrior. You're about to get it. You little control freaky, you want power. You're an insecure weirdo that's been taught by the universities how to go out with what's the proper term, assertiveness training, and get in white male's face. Well, guess what? You're in one's face. It was white women, Arab guys, you name it. It's just like, look, you're looking for trouble. You want some simulated combat with your words and your worthless degree you got, you can't get a job with, but you learned how to brainwash people and learned how to obsess over words, and now you're here messing with me. And that's what's going on. I thought I'd just preface this segment the next, because they're about to get out of the airport, and I'm going to go quick to them so they can come back and put a big compilation of the 30, 40, 50, I don't know how many videos there are. They shot in New York, Denver, and out in Portland, Oregon, where they were just announcing, Trump supporters on the streets, you will be attacked. You have no free speech. We played the videos last week. So our crew went out there. Hundreds of InfoWarriors showed up, particularly there in the Portland, because that was our deal. Our crew were speakers, Joe Biggs and Rob Dew, and they stood up against being spit on and attacked, having bottles thrown at them, and faculty trying to shut down their free speech, but they did it. In America, you have to fight for that or lose it. But I'm telling you, you got a freak looking at your kid going, did someone hit you? And looking at the dad going, I'm sorry, I have to ask. Like she, some FBI agent caught me in something. I'm sitting there trying to catch fish with my son at 7:30 in the morning. This is the whacked out world they're in, man. You got to understand, it's all they got. They don't know language, literature. They're not intellectual. They know how to dominate and mess with people. And I've got stacks of articles we're going to get into showing it. You criticize Turkey or the Turkish government in Germany, you're arrested. You criticize radical Muslims in France, you're arrested. This is where they're going. I mean, I was in Rome last year, and I saw gypsies robbing people. You can go to YouTube and type in, there's thousands of videos. But I've got to be henpecked how they're not robbing anybody. Well, these people probably were nice folks. Fine. They were Americanized. That's great. The point is, I'm not here to have guilt over you. I didn't do anything to you, you freaks. I'm successful in my own world. Social justice warriors, I don't need to go around jacking with everybody, henpecking everyone. Police won't hand stolen caravan back to couple to protect human rights of the travelers living in it. See, it's a gypsy culture to steal your travel wagon. That's what they call it in England. And so you're allowed to keep stolen RVs there. Sorry, just a side point. Look at those white people. They deserve to have their life savings, their retirement home stolen. I mean, you know, screw them. I agree. I'm a social justice warrior. So, just breaking down what you faced in New York, in Denver, and then in Portland. Break it down. What was the worst? What was the best? What are some of the most amazing moments, the videos people should go look at on InfoWars.com, Rob Dew, from the airport?
Well, Alex, I was just informed by the police here that we don't have a permit, so we can't be talking to you right now. What I'm doing is obviously an illegal act of communication. And
But they can videotape you and let jihadis into the country.
Right, exactly. So I was just informed by the cop. Our plane's been delayed till 9 p.m. You know, we're renting a three-city tour, starting off in Manhattan, going to going from Manhattan to Denver, then to Portland.
I know you're super tired. You barely got sleep doing this.
So, yeah, the cop's over here talking with Biggs right now. It's kind of funny.
Listen, I don't want to get in a confrontation with him. Look, they're going to take his pension fund. The country's gone. Everybody knows it. And we can't have slaves with a camera in there without a, quote, permit inside of the, quote, supposed public space where they can all surveil us, but we can't do an interview in there.
Yeah, exactly. I only told him it was just on Skype. So he's like, you don't have a permit to film here. But regardless, you know, seeing the light and dark of humanity on this trip has been really interesting. We saw, you know, paid organized protesters going after Donald Trump in Manhattan. And then we went to Denver to watch some pissed off Americans who just want their right to vote. That's all they want. That's all they're asking for.
Now, wait a minute. You're claiming people used to vote. That's a known conspiracy theory hate crime,
right?
That hurts delegates' feelings. Delegates are in the news saying they feel powerful now. People may start actually paying to be delegates. It's a new royalty, dude.
Well, yeah, I think that's what is going to end up happening, is you're going to see people pay for the privilege of getting to vote. And, you know, it just boggles the mind. And then yesterday we ended in Portland with the pro-Trump rally. And I don't know if you watched all the Facebook video and other videos that we put up, but it really is interesting. These people have no interest in dialoguing or even talking. They're beating on buckets, blowing on whistles, just, you know, cussing people out. They threw some ice on a kid, like an icy thing hit him. They had some of the pro-Trump people had to do a citizen's arrest, but then the cops let the guy go, and he was obviously intoxicated. And he said, we have it on tape saying somebody told me to do it. It's just crazy. But it was good. It was good to see a lot of people came out from different locations, from Idaho to Washington State to California, all coming.
Well, listen, I don't want you to run afoul of the police. I'm sure you went and sat over there in a corner or something. They wouldn't care. The citizens don't like to see a fellow slave with a video camera. That upsets them. Only government can body scan our naked bodies. Get a rent car, come back to Austin, or stay till 9. I think they're going to keep canceling the plane, dude. So just try to call us from the road. If I was you, I'd just get out of there. We're going to come back with more of the news.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's InfoWars.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. It's the time.
You know, I'm really glad that Nico and Daria and others just reminded me. I mentioned this last hour. I said, coming up, I'm going to get into one time Bill Clinton told the truth. I'm going to do that right now and then get back into the news ahead of Richard Reeves joining us. I could have pushed it at the Dallas airport with Dew there, but Dew looks so exhausted because he planned this trip. I was like, you're going to be in New York on Thursday, Denver on Friday, Colorado, and then Portland, Oregon on Saturday, back Sunday. I said, okay, if you want, if the crew wants to do it, you guys knock yourselves out. But the videos they've got, I mean, some of them are just comic gold when you hear how stupid these Hillary and Bernie supporters are. But I shouldn't laugh at them. They're dangerous, folks. Their ignorance is very, very dangerous. But getting back to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton helped give us the current housing bubble and derivative scam. That's what he helped get past. Bill Clinton came after our guns. He did so much more. By the way, Hillary's back on the news running a 25% tax on firearms purchases. But Bill Clinton said something that was actually true. He's been bashing Black Lives Matter lately, pointing out that they're connected to violence and things, but he's also been coming out trying to act like they're more populist and pointed out that some Bernie Sanders supporters would like to basically shoot folks randomly on Wall Street. That's a good point. It's the big mega banks that run the insider crony deals. And then the rest of Wall Street, the rest of free market gets blamed when it's Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and a few others that are actually financing the big government and the control and the domestication of the people to make us dependent. And then they scapegoat capitalism. But to hear Bill Clinton actually tell the truth about Bernie Sanders supporters, because I know Roger Stone says that Hillary is hiring Bernie Sanders people who are so ignorant, they don't know that when MoveOn.org and others who are really supporting Hillary bust them somewhere to shut down free speech, that that gives Sanders a bad name. And maybe that's true. But most of the people we've had try to come up and say, you don't have free speech, are wearing Bernie Sanders shirts. And man, when you got a communist, and that's what socialism always turns into. Hugo Chavez said he wasn't a communist and admitted he was before he died. They play this game. Socialism always leads to communism. It's another form of totalitarianism, an ism. These people really just want a free ride. And I think they're so intellectual, it's really frightening. But mainstream media demonized me when I said that Bernie Sanders would want to put Americans in forced labor camps. I don't know a communist government that doesn't do that as it begins to fail. Bill Clinton, Sanders backers would shoot every third person on Wall Street. If Bernie Sanders were elected president, his supporters would shoot every third person on Wall Street. Former President Bill Clinton joked Friday, stumping for his wife Hillary Clinton at an event in Fort Washington, New York. Clinton jabbed Sanders and students who supported the Vermont senator's attacks on corrupt financial systems.
One of the few things I really have enjoyed about this primary, quoting him, is I think it's fine that all these young students have been so enthusiastic for their opponent, and he sounds so good. Just shoot every third person on Wall Street, and everything will be fine, he said.
Obama, when he was down in Argentina a few weeks ago, said, communism and capitalism aren't that different. They need to work together. Multinationally, you need capitalism, but locally, you need communism. Yeah, George Soros is above the law, tax exempt out here, and you're in a slave pit, in a slave factory, under communism with a general that lives in a giant palace and has 15 mistresses and houses all over the United States and Europe. It's always the same. But it doesn't matter. Bernie Sanders supporters wear black shirts with a shot of his head with curly hair. Like, look, he's smart. He doesn't care about his hair.
To Walmart, they have hundreds of billions of dollars. I'm going to give it to you. He doesn't tell you Walmart made deals in the 80s with the CIA and the Chinese communists to have select deals when nobody could compete. Well, they run all sorts of other monopolistic schemes. He doesn't come out against monopolies. He's the capitalism. Look, I'm an old guy from Vermont. They're out of job. There's a lot of money. I'm going to give it to you.
I saw this guy when I was jogging on the Greenbelt today with his Bernie shirt on. He thought he was so smart. This old guy, he kind of had a head like me. And then I saw his car when I went back up. I could tell it was his car. I'm guessing it's his car. And it said, I love Obamacare. I almost took a picture, but I was so tired I didn't do it. And then next to it, Bernie Sanders, 2016. Because now,
you vote for me, you're going to get the free health care.
Like you got under Obama? Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get that. You got increased prices. I'm sorry. And I've talked to big hospital chain owners and people. I mean, I'm friends. I've been to a few parties. I own a few boats. I mean, I can say I'm acquaintances with people that, you know, fly to work in a helicopter. And they just go, oh, it's so immoral. Yeah, we're making double, triple profits, but it's all the small places are getting shut down to medium-sized and city-owned hospitals and county-owned ones. They have no idea. It's big multinationals, and we're making double, triple profits. He goes, you know, I can buy 15 Ferraris this month if I wanted to, yeah. It's so immoral, but it's legal. I've just got to do it, Alex. You're absolutely right. I thought about, well, my dad got out of the, you know, management of over 100 clinics. He wouldn't be part of this. And he's like, well, yeah, no, that's one way to go. But, you know, things are going to be so corrupt, it's all going to collapse. You just got to go ahead and get yours now. You know, my dad wouldn't be part of that. He wanted to make a small profit in a free market and deliver high quality to people, and he couldn't do that in the system now. He'd have to go lobby and be part of all these deals, and my dad just said, I'm retiring about 3 years early. At the peak of his career, not just as a medical practitioner, not just as an oral surgeon, a dentist, but as a manager, as one of the top, you know, managers in this field in the country, I'd say top 10. Consulting all over the world, all over the country. And he said, I just can't be part of this. But you know what? There's a lot of folks that are going to be part of it, and they're going to take all those little Bernie supporters who think if they've never had a job, can't tie their shoelaces, but they've got hair sticking out. And you know, it's all about, oh, I'm wearing different colored socks. I watched The Hangover Part 3 9 times. And they're all about restricting free speech. They're all about shutting down people's free speech. They're all about... And then you actually talk to the controllers, and they go, listen, Alex, we agree with you. This is super immoral and evil. But I'm telling you, you ought to just join us for a while just to protect your family. Because I'm looking at, I don't know where I'm going to move. Where do you think is safe for me to get out of here? You're talking to some guy worth like $1 billion. And they're like, I mean, you mean another billionaire. You know, I mean, these are real billionaires. And they're just like, hey, listen, we're actually not against you. We agree with you. But what do we do when the system's it's designed to screw everything over and take everything over, and it's going to crash. It's going to be horrible. What do we do, Alex? I'm like, I don't know. All I tried to do was analyze it and tell the public that they're too busy watching TV and acting cool and putting on Bernie shirts and, you know, going and mom's going to get a second mortgage to put Billy to get his second degree. He couldn't get a job with the first one, but Billy's 25 now and mommy's mortgaging the house. Our son's going to get 2 degrees. He'll get 3. He's going to be a doctor. Try being a doctor when everything collapses and it's the road with people running around eating you in the street.
Anthony Gucciardi here with an InfoWars health news update with Alex Jones.
That's right, Anthony. One of our top selling products is BrainForce. It is very affordably priced at retail, but we normally discount it. We've discounted from the discount 25%, but if you count it from its regular price, that's 45% discount for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com.
There are a lot of brain boosters out there, or what's known as nootropics, but here's what separates BrainForce from the rest. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract, alpha GPC, L-theanine, hyperzine A, phosphatidylserine, B12, and many others.
Major nutraceutical review sites rave about this formulation, and they also rave about the price. Secure your BrainForce today at InfoWarsLife.com and get 45% off retail, 25% off the regular sales price on BrainForce for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Richard Reeves, for months and months, has been following the Trump campaign, the Cruz campaign, the Hillary campaign, the Sanders campaign, filing video reports every single day on the nightly news, almost every day, every few days on the radio/TV transmission that we're hosting the Sunday edition of right now. And let me just remind everybody, it takes a lot of money to have three reporters and two camera people in New York, Denver, and then in Portland in the last 5 days, and then to have Richard out there roving with the rest of the great crew, it's expensive. And to have the writers, the researchers, the crew behind the scenes that are just as important as, you know, anybody out there. They're like the folks at Cape Canaveral or Houston for the space missions to the astronauts. We need folks to go to InfoWars Store. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a Hillary for President shirt or a Molon Labe Come and Take It shirt or 25% off the already discounted price on the best nootropic out there, Brain Force or DNA Force or X2 or Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver or Lung Cleanse or the Oxy Powder, you name it. I was just talking to a fellow today. His wife, you know, everybody's getting these bowel disorders because of all the GMO and all the garbage. And for about 6 months, she's trying to take an Oxy powder every few weeks. And guess what? Her inflammation is gone. She's better. I'm not saying it's a panacea for anybody, but it's just higher level oxygen that releases in the upper and lower intestine and really cleans everything out. Some stuff sold out, like Anthroplex. But the joint formula that's just, well, what is it, 9 of the best known organic compounds to help with your joints and inflammation and to help the joints, you know, basically continue to be healthy or to, well, it does a lot. Just check out joint formula, InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out. Today is the subsection for InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection where you find all of the high-quality nutraceuticals that we produced with the top laboratories in the United States. These are true game changers where I set out with the top scientists, chemists, nutritionists, experts, medical doctors, you name it, to develop the ultimate high-quality, affordable nutraceuticals with wide-spectrum benefits. Super male vitality, super female vitality. Take Secret 12. It's just super high quality methylcobalamin. 80% of it is that. And then the other 20% is another type of vitamin B12 that helps you absorb it better. And it is just simply amazing. Most of the stuff you go to the doctor to get synthetic. This is the real thing. So many other products, InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have other great deals there on the site, like 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip, whether it's our non-GMO, organically grown, southern Mexico, high mountain Chiapas, volcanic soil grown coffee, or whether it's Secret 12 or Supermel Vitality, something you might want every 15 days, every month, every 60 days, every 90, you can choose right there and get 10% off, cancel anytime with the auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the umbrella site for all of that, and your purchases make the broadcast possible. Now, I want to go to our reporter, again, he's pulled over, Skyping in, Richard Reeves, somewhere in Pennsylvania on his way to Buffalo, New York, to cover the big Trump primary that he's set to sweep. But we've got a major problem here. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, I like him because he's a nationalist and against China and others having unfair trade deals. It's very, very simple why the Chinese president and the Chinese official communist papers are calling him Hitler when they have mobile execution vans killing their political dissidents. It's because if they have a 35 to 40% tariff, it varies, it's always going up and down on a daily basis, set by the Communist Party against us, we can't compete in China. Plus, no environmental standards, no human rights. I mean, you just can't compete with China because it's rigged. And Trump says that's going to stop. And he's given money to anti-NAFTA and anti-GATTA initiatives. He's spoken out against it for 25 years. That's why they hate him. He's got some problems, but he's a nationalist. He's a real person. They've got his number. They're scared. And you've got the Saudi Arabian government on the Human Rights Commission and others coming out saying no Donald Trump. You've got all this other censorship. You've got the Pope and the Mexican president, the former Mexican president, telling you as a citizen, bullying you, you can't have Donald Trump. And now in Tennessee, in Georgia, in Arizona and all these other states, Louisiana, he wins by 10, 20 points. They just take the delegates and Ted Cruz wins. And then Ted Cruz, last week in Colorado, this weekend in Wyoming, here's the headline. Cruz wins another voterless contest in Wyoming and has the nerve to call it, quote, a grassroots uprising. Man, I got to tell you, Richard never liked Ted Cruz, and he's been heavily involved in Texas politics forever since I met him 14 years ago. He's a delegate, you name it. He used to go to the RNC DNC with me many years ago. So Richard's an old hand at this. he predicted all this happening, you know, 10 months ago on air, got Roger Stone on. But I got to tell you, Richard, I'm really amazed at how naked and brazen they are, and it really freaks me out. I mean, I wonder what's next. The big banks said they're getting ready to do bail-ins, grab part of our bank accounts. I mean, this really shows how far down the rat hole we've got. So you've got a lot to break here today, a whole cornucopia of issues that you want to break down, some of the inside Republican baseball you've been getting when you've been in all these big meetings and at these events, and Stone and others helping you get behind the scenes. Now they're calling for Stone to be banned everywhere. They're claiming we're calling for violence. When the truth is, they're the ones intimidating free speech everywhere. Richard Reeves from beautiful, looks like a roadside park there in Pennsylvania.
That's right, Alex. Thank you very much. That is Interstate 80, one of the lifelines of this country. There's so much freight, so much trucking that goes across that. When I was a truck driver back in the 80s and 90s, unbelievable amount. That's the aorta of the United States right there, right along with I-95, I-35. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. Basically, this is like that scene in The Wizard of Oz when you, Alex Jones, Toto, pull back the curtain and the wizard is back there feverishly flipping levers, hitting buttons. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. And that's why they're acting the way they're acting. I mean, they are really pulling out all the stops. And one of the reasons you were talking about, you know, they hate Donald Trump for all these different reasons. And one of those is because I think the issue of 9/11 truth prior to this election season was kind of like one of those Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoons where Wile E. Coyote is running up and he's about to go off a cliff, but he puts the brakes on. He's sliding right to the edge, and he comes to the edge, and he's got one toe left on the edge of that cliff, and he's just perfectly balanced, and he can potentially keep himself from falling off. And Donald Trump comes up, and just a little puff, and the Wile E. Coyote 9/11 truth going off the cliff in a big way.
That's right. For those that don't know, it's all over the news, mainstream news, saying our government stood down 9/11, bare minimum, allowed Saudi Arabia to attack. And obviously there's more to it, but when this comes out, it is huge.
It is huge. Alex, this is not going away, I don't think, this time. On at least probably three of the big Sunday talking head shows, this issue came up. And I think on every one of the 9/11 or every one of the big Sunday talking head shows, this story about Saudi Arabia potentially threatening to take $750 billion worth of investment in the United States. Talk about, are we worried about invasion? Hey, invasion has happened. If they have $750 billion worth of assets,
we're being held hostage by a third-generation dictatorship who literally ran a white slave trade, kidnapping women on the trade routes. I mean, that's who this Saudi royal family is the literal scum of the earth, slavers.
Right, and just think about this, that they would make this threat. Oh, we're going to pull out our $750 billion worth of investment if you guys pass this legislation that 9/11 families can sue governments. Well, I tell you what, you know, just about everywhere I know of in the United States, a jury and a judge would say, hey, that sounds kind of like an admission of guilt to me, Alex.
Sounds like terrorism to me. We're about to go to break. You've got a bunch of other points you're going to cover when we come back. Some of it breaking news on the campaign. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, one of the things that's coming up is, you know, they've amped up the Hillary-Bernie horse race. Bernie lost this race a long time ago. The super delegates, we talked about that way back in January. I think they're just amping it up to try to take some of the focus and some of the energy out of the Donald Trump campaign. But, you know, it just seems like...
And the big one, Paul Ryan, you're going to hear it here first, is listed on FCC documents or Federal Elections Commission documents as a candidate getting ready to run for El Presidente with no votes. They'll just give it to him and he'll say, no one ever voted. What, is that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones or Matt Drudge telling you you vote? There was never votes in America.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I was listening to that liner. 3 or 4 years old. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And it was like when you go over a big hill in a car and your heart drops. I was like, we are the heart of the resistance. We're in trouble. We're about the best there is. I'm on the opposite of a power trip, folks. I'm running around here like a chicken with my head cut off meets Paul Revere. Just saying, look, folks, they got hundreds of farms across the United States growing humanoids inside cows. People say, so what's the point? We're not in Kansas anymore. And I was talking to my lawyer last week, and he said, yeah, my paralegal brought this up to me. You're talking about humans growing in cows? What's this craziness? So I showed him a news article. I texted it to him. I was talking to him on the phone. He goes, wow, that's in MIT. And I went, yeah, man. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. That's all I'm saying. And we got to get a handle on this. It's out of control. I interviewed the FBI agents that were ordered to stand down before 9/11. I interviewed the NSA people that heard the calls. I've interviewed the colonels that were ordered to stand down. I've interviewed everybody, basically. Because I was the only one crazy enough to have whistleblowers on. The fact that I'm alive really is a marvel. I've told the story many times about my dad's first cousin. He called him his uncle because he was 10 years older than him. He died a few years ago. He just marveled that I wasn't dead because that was the job he had, was going out and getting rid of people here in the United States for the Army. I mean, the public just needs to grow up, okay, and realize that we have an arrogant, out-of-control government that thinks it's God. And it's not God. And I mentioned this earlier, so I should play the clip or folks will say it doesn't exist. It's Bill Clinton has his truth moment. Bill Clinton, Sanders backers would shoot every third person on Wall Street. That's actually a true statement. They're a bunch of evil people wearing Sanders shirts with red flags, with hammers and sickles, saying they're not communists, beating people up in wheelchairs. I even saw that in New York. I mean, and they can't even fight. People sit there and let them hit them, like they swing their fist from the side, like a 4-year-old child would do. I mean, what are they going to do if they hit me and I like break their nose? I mean, and if I want to be mean, I'll aim up. I mean, what are you going to do when you get punched by a real American? You're going to sue me, and then I'll have to go to court and show that you hit me first. I mean, I don't want to break your nose. If you punch me, I'm going to break your nose. Maybe I'll just break your jaw. It's kind of like a trick breaking somebody's jaw. It's almost like it's magic. You just got to punch full power, totally relax, punch them right in the side, just go, yeah! And then their jaw breaks most of the time. I guarantee you this, they go down to the ground. I'm going to be an old man. That even hurt my shoulder doing that first little explosive move there. And it's nothing that I'm special. I'm just the throwback. I'm the standard model off the shelf 100 years ago. You understand that? People need to ask themselves, what have they become? What have people turned into? By the way, people say, oh, you're not tough like you said. Hey, whatever. I go out without bodyguards, folks. What's that tell you right there? Tells you that I'm not living in this cowardly fantasy land. I live in the real world. Back to Richard Reeves. Richard, you've got the floor until we end this transmission. Run through this laundry list. You got a bunch of stuff. Paul Ryan gearing up to run, saying he won't. Other important tidbits. Richard Reeves.
All right, Alex. Thanks. Coming out of that bottom of the hour break, you were talking about the InfoWarrior support, not only financially, but also their prayers. I believe strongly their prayers have protected you for all these years. Who'd have ever thought that when you started this program back in the mid-90s, here we are in 2016. We are on the field, folks. We are making history. The reason the New World Order is doing all the ridiculous things they're doing is because the InfoWarriors are on the field. We are there. We are taking them on. Look, we've got a front runner that has talked about 9/11 truth, and he's the front runner. Come on. So the InfoWarriors, their prayers, their financial support, we're going to bring liberty and freedom, not just back into the United States, but we're going to bring it globally, Alex. And that's what's going to happen.
We are. You got a laundry list of stuff you texted me. It was really powerful. You said, Nico.
Well, let me hit this point about Paul Ryan. You know, Paul Ryan came out last week, said, no way, no how, I'm running for president. Well, it turns out that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan had filed statements of organization with the FEC as late as back in 2015, several documents. And the latest documents that have been filed with the FEC.
Wait a minute. You mean they lie? They lie? Next, you're going to tell me we used to have elections.
Well, he told the truth that he wasn't going to run for president, but he didn't say anything about not running for VP. So he's already made a deal with Mitt Romney. If they have to parachute somebody in, it's going to be Mitt and Paul Ryan.
Ticket together 4 years ago.
That's right. They were on the ticket together 4 years ago. I guess they spooned and got along well 4 years ago, so they're going to try to do it again. But here's my thing, Alex, the establishment, one of their gambits is going into Cleveland. One of their gambits is they've always had a giant establishment majority in these conventions at the RNC every 4 years. They're counting on trying to have that again, but I got news for them. I think we're going to have an anti-establishment majority of 60 to 70%.
I was about to say, even Politico has an article about all these white-collar and even wealthy liberals that are sick of deindustrializing America, all these Reagan Democrats, basically good liberals that are liberal socially but don't want to destroy the country, and that their polls show blacks, you name it, massively going to Trump. I mean, look how many Hispanics he's been getting in different states in the primaries. That's why they're having to steal it. They're panicking. Everybody knows he's not Hitler. What do you think of the communist Chinese generals calling in Hitler when these people are the closest thing to Hitler I've seen?
Well, you know, all these international leaders, they're just pulling their hair out because they're worried about Donald Trump cutting off their big financial gravy train with manufacturing, with jobs, with just...
They've hijacked the country, sold America out, and they can't even believe he would dare think about stopping it.
Well, they're used to having pallets of cash dropped on their countries out of C-130s, and they're facing that might get stopped and that somebody might actually care about the American people as a nationalist like Donald Trump. So these international leaders, yeah, they're wetting their pants, they're quirking in their boots, whatever you want to call, whatever cliche you want to use to say that, hey, they're really wide-eyed. And
I know this. Right, this is an incredible time to be alive. What else is coming up? What are the ramifications of Colorado? You pointed out that Hillary's totally won and stolen it. That's a total distraction horse race. What else is going on?
Well, and when Bernie is not the nominee, I think a lot of those Bernie voters are going to come to Trump in the general if we can get Trump through the nominations process and make him the nominee. Now, one big thing I think is going to happen is, you know, this 9/11 truth thing coming out, I think actually it may play a big role in the RNC in Cleveland. I think this could be the issue that actually wins Trump. Let's say Trump doesn't get his 1237, which 1237 may change because of Colorado. Let's talk about Colorado for a second. Colorado, I think it's going to be the Alamo. I think it's going to be, and I think that for Ted Cruz, he's going to be on the Mexican side of the Alamo. I think for Trump, he's going to be on the Texan side of the Alamo in Colorado. I think that this is just reinvigorated, re-energized, kick-started again, the Donald Trump train. So I think that Trump will end up getting very, very close to the 1237. I think there's going to be big challenges on the Colorado delegation. We're going to try to see challenges on Texas delegation. We may see that 1237 actually come down if delegations are not seated. So that's another thing to watch out for. Then looking forward into Cleveland, I think what may happen is this 9/11 issue. All right, Ted Cruz has his issues, but his supporters are constitutionalists. Ted Cruz supporters love the Constitution. They're patriotic. They're just not fully on board with 9/11 truth. Not completely, but I would say 25-30% of Ted Cruz's support are 9/11 truthers. This last push here started last Sunday by 60 Minutes.
I totally agree. And are we not totally vindicated as 9/11 truthers? They've always misrepresented us to say we don't believe this radical Islam. We're the ones exposing it, and that there's an alliance at the highest level of the globalist operation with them. And as that comes out, I tell you, it's really hurting the New World Order. I totally agree with you. And again, it's Donald Trump helping take us over the edge, you know, in this march down the 100 yards to the goal line. We are a half yard in, and we've got two or three downs to get in, folks. It is ours to lose this fight. In closing, Richard, what's coming up in Buffalo? What's coming up in New York? How big's the landslide for Trump?
Well, the landslide is going to be good here. The GOP is fractured. The GOP is not homogenous. Yeah, they did well in Wisconsin. They're doing good in Wyoming, Colorado, and some of these other states. But the GOP is not homogenous. They're breaking, probably about 15% is breaking towards Trump. Cruz has got a little bit. Kasich has, I don't know.
So they're having trouble stealing. He's looking at maybe a 60% victory in New York?
I think it's going to be approaching 60%. And let me say right now, a prediction, I think 9/11 is going to play a key role in Cleveland. If Trump can't win the first vote from the delegates, I think he talks about 9/11 truth coming up.
That's right. And that's why they're scared. They know he's getting ready. You're after, don't give it all away, Richard. It's the battle for the Republic, and you're all part of it.
Turn on the news, and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs?
needs. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.